I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Forces supporting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi intensified their assault on rebel-held towns today. The pro-Gaddafi forces used tanks, artillery, and air power. About 50 government tanks are reported to have attacked the western town of Zawiya near the capital Tripoli. And pro-Gaddafi forces are reported to have shelled the eastern oil town of Ras Lanuf. Still, this anti-Gaddafi fighter said the rebels will not give up. He said, with God's will, we will win. We will defeat this tyrant. We are not afraid of him or his tanks or airplanes. There are no reliable casualty figures from Libya, but we know they are high. America Abroad senior correspondent Sean Carberry saw for himself at a hospital in the eastern city of Ajdabiya.
Ambulances come screaming up to the hospital entrance. Wounded are arriving from the front lines in Benjawad, more than 150 miles to the west. A scrum of people unloads the first patient. It's a large man in his 50s. More than a dozen people scurry around the emergency room. One doctor pulls back a bandage on the patient's chest to reveal a small round hole.
A bullet in his chest, inlet and exit, and he has air in this lung and blood in this lung, so he has two chest tubes.
Dr. Ahmed Radwan heads one of three teams working in the ER. He's Egyptian. He and five other doctors came from Cairo 10 days ago. He says that what they're dealing with at this small hospital is way beyond its capacity.
This is the best that we can do now. All the patients that we received, no one died here.
My name is Dina Omar. I'm 30 years old. I'm Egyptian, but I work in Lebanon since 5 years in Beirut Arab University as a teaching staff.
She's a cardiologist, part of the Cairo team. They've all volunteered to help their neighbors.
I was in Tahrir Square, and I know what doctors mean to protesters. So when I saw these ugly images on TV and how they unhumanly treat them, I decided that I have to be here.
And here happens to be a hospital that was never designed to handle casualties of war.
Actually, it's a challenging condition for any hospital, even if it's big and better equipment, so it would be a challenge also. Here, it's not that big hospital.
In fact, the ER here is one small room that looks like it can fit at most two patients. But it's not just the facilities that are the problem.
We have deficiency regarding staff, specialized, qualified staff, I mean. Most of volunteers here are medical students and interns. They are good, they are doing their best, but they are not qualified enough.
It hasn't been easy. About a week ago, there was fighting just a few miles from the hospital.
It's a serious condition here. They shoot at us too many times. While we were sleeping, we heard bomb and gunshot. It's not an easy... I was scared, but I'm vaccinated now.
Some of the people working in the hospital are still scared. And not just because of the fighting.
My name is Marwa. I'm 22. For me, I'm just this is the first day. We are volunteers by ourselves. We are want to help.
Marwa wears a surgical gown and headscarf. She's here with 29 other local medical students.
I just try to help. It's so scary. I'm so afraid. I hope they're not dying.
In addition to scared medical students, there are untrained volunteers, from people in the neighborhood to a troop of Libyan Boy Scouts. Saleh Omar is one of a handful of scouts on hand today.
We are here for helping, for lifting, for making some first aid procedures. That's what we are doing here.
As much as the scouts and other volunteers want to help, Dr. Dina Omar isn't sure they're serving the patient's best interests.
They are a burden. They made the situation more chaos and more rush. No one know what to do. So it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all.
It's also not easy when most of the doctors have never encountered cases like the dozens wheeling up to Ajdabiya Hospital today, says Dr. Anis Huais. He usually works in Tobruk Hospital in northeast Libya, about 7 hours away.
We are not used to see this before, bullet injury, this firearms, bullets, no. We don't have very good experience, but I believe we have good experience.
As the day wears on, word comes down the hall they've lost their first patient. A 10-year-old boy who arrived 2 days ago passed away in the ICU. He succumbed to a gunshot wound he suffered while playing outside his house in Ras Lanuf, which is next to Benjawad. Dr. Dina Omar says she and the other medical personnel from Cairo had hoped to go home by now.
They need us. they need us. Yesterday we were thinking to leave, but they said, no, please stay.
So for now, Dr. Omar and the rest of the Egyptian team are staying. For The World, I'm Sean Carberry.